Good afternoon and welcome to Good News Updates with Living Compassion. I'm pleased to be joined this afternoon by Carolyn, who is here to speak with us about her experience of using a recording and listening tool that we recently got to explore in a Sunday workshop. Welcome, Carolyn.
Thanks, Jen. It's good to be here. It's good to hear your voice.
Yeah, you too. Thank you. So as we begin to hear your experience of using the tool, I wonder if you might start off just kind of with the basics of what the tool is so that people have that context. And, of course, we'll fill that out a little more as we talk about it, but just kind of the basic premise behind it.
Yeah. Well, my recollection is that we were given an exercise to do something that we get told we don't like doing. And to record while doing it, to see if that's really so, and to see what our experience is, and then, you know, how we might be of assistance to that person who's struggling with this for whatever reason. And then to use that recording and do the task again with all of that support.
I love it. The example that I always think of with it, Carolyn, and I think this was talked about in the workshop, is because this is from my own experience, flossing my teeth. Right? And so I'm making the recording for Jen, right, who the voices are going to say, like, oh, God, you know, I'm tired or whatever. So then I'm flossing my teeth as I'm making the recording for her, where I'm talking to her and she can hear that I'm flossing my teeth, you know.
Yes.
So then the two of us are there together flossing our teeth. So that's such a perfect example of it. So.
Well, it is perfect. The title of it was We Are Never Truly Alone.
Yeah.
And at least that's my recollection of what the workshop title was.
Yeah.
And so it's just that, and that's so true. And we get to choose who we're in company with.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, because there's going to be somebody there.
Someone's going to be talking to us. That is for sure.
That's a given. Yeah. Our experience has proven, you know, has shown us over and over again, there's going to be somebody talking, and we have a choice who that's going to be.
Yeah, exactly.
And and it's, we have these built-in best friend, playmate, mentor, whatever word speaks to you, whatever best describes for you who that is, and you know, that's who you get to make that Hafiz poem, The Love Mischief, with.
Yeah. And so tell us how you explored it. How did you work?
Well, what dropped in was after we had done that, after the workshop, it occurred to me, you mean what did I use?
Either way, yeah.
Oh, both, okay.
Yeah.
Well, what did that
let me just underline, because what I think essentially you're saying is that workshop introduced us to the tip of the iceberg of how the tool can be used, and then fabulous for people who have gone on and found all these other ways. So,
yes,
whichever one strikes you in the moment.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
It was, my best friend, that's who I think of as, you know, my mentors, my very best friend, said, well, you know, That was so much fun. We had so much fun doing that. What if we did it with something that we like doing?
I mean, if we could have that much fun with something we won't resist, think the fun we could have with something we enjoy.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, and Jen, it was so perfect because my, the karma is to ration out the fun. Well, there's only so much fun to go around, and you don't want to use it up all at once, so you can have a little bit of fun here, but then you have to be serious, and you have to work, and you have to, but oh my gosh, it was such a liberating, just expansive experience of here's someone who wants to be with me all the time. And as the practitioner, what I saw was I have a tendency, there was a kind of a karmic tendency to only call on my best friend when I was having a bad time. You know, like, oh, you know, yeah, I'm really struggling here. Okay, I got to pick up the recorder because I got to save, you know, whatever. But I wasn't hanging out with my best friend when I was being told, well, you're having a good, everything, you're okay right now. You don't need anybody else.
Right.
And oh my God. So I wasn't inviting life to be with me. Yeah. For yeah. everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
And because I was listening, right? We already said someone's going to be talking to us. I was listening to someone tell me that you're okay when you're happy.
Right.
But Jen, when I'm happy is when it starts talking to me.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Very quietly, very subtly.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
going to start turning that little shift towards suffering. Yeah.
Yep. And yeah. And then, you know, I had a reflective listening buddy call, and I was able to even explore it further. It was like it just nibbles at the edges.
Yeah, exactly.
It's almost out of my peripheral vision, and I can get talked into, right in front of you is happy. But at the same time, it's nibbling away.
Yeah.
And before
and so
I know it,
this tool, yeah. the press is a support, it sounds like, for realizing the awareness stays expanded. I realize conditioning is attempting to do that. As
yes.
long as I realize that, this can be an assistance to stay present. Even when
absolutely.
I'm happy. Go figure.
And I heard some things I'd never heard before. I heard some of the ways it hooks me. That
wow.
because I was, quote, happy, I could uh-huh. not pay attention to.
Yeah.
And that was brilliant. So,
that is brilliant.
Yeah. And it can just be a rolling of the eyes even.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And so to be looking at that and, you know, talking about how we're having fun and what we're doing. And at the same time here, you know, here when I listen back in recording saying, oh, and I'm hearing a voice telling me that, you know, if you can't be happy now, you can't be happy ever.
Yeah.
And then I'm not unhappy. So just things like that.
Oh, my gosh. And so, Carolyn, when you're... I mean, without kind of, you know, needing to give away any of the content of your particular recording, when you're there, either side of it, right, there's something that there's resistance to, like, you know, I don't want to wash my face, I don't want to, whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
or there's something you absolutely love doing, how have you found, you know, for folks who may not kind of see it, how have you done the recordings? What kinds of things have you put on there?
Oh, what I look at is, okay, now I want to I want to sit down and I want to paint.
Okay.
And, you know, I love painting. And so I'll sit down and I'll say this, you know, my intention for this session is to bring as much awareness as I can to painting with a lightness and ease without worrying about an outcome and just, you know, even checking in with the posture because I can lose track of my body and come to in a kind of a contorted way,
yeah.
you know, and so to maintain that ease and that lightness
yeah.
in the body and in the spirit,
yeah. Yeah.
then I don't have to worry about painting. Do you know what I mean? It's like
I do. Yeah.
The painting mm-hmm. happens,
mm-hmm.
and I get to listen to the mentor, my best friend, talking about what she sees.
yes. So the two of you are painting together.
Yes,
literally. I love it because you have the experience of making the recording, right? And all
yes.
those things, like, oh, right,
yes.
I want to bring attention to the. the posture, you know, my body, to taking care of, you know, the whole being as I'm doing this, and I'm, here's how I feel about it, here's my intention for the thing. And then when you get to go listen to it, it truly is, like you were saying before, it truly is the two of us here thinking together.
Yes.
Hey, let me look, oh, that's beautiful. I love what you're doing over there.
Yes.
And there's literally a conversation that's a life conversation, a presence conversation, instead of the
yes.
conditioned conversation.
Yes, and sometimes you reach a place in a painting or a composition or you're working on something, and there doesn't, it's like you get stuck. And so you can do a two-handed recording. You know, I'm feeling kind of stuck here. This isn't working for me. I'm not quite sure what the next step is. And then, you know, I listen to that, and she's always got something.
Yeah.
That just breaks that block.
Because I project she loves it.
She
right?
loves it.
So you
it.
Say, hey, yeah. do you have a minute? Can we pause from painting? Because I'm stuck. And
yes.
I project the mentors over there going, absolutely. There's
absolutely.
Nothing I'd like better than. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I can use those recordings when I'm in a place of a kind of I'd call it, kind of a funk or a fugue, where you're just sort of this sort of gray, but you're looking for that kind of, you just need a little nudge to get over that speed bump. Mm-hmm. I'll listen to the recording about what it's like to paint, and it's like, oh my gosh, I want to do that.
Well, that's perfect.
Yeah.
Who
wouldn't want to do
they're
that?
Listen to them. They're having so much fun.
Yeah.
Carolyn, I'm convinced that as soon as recording and listening just catches on everywhere, imagine when technology gets behind it.
Oh.
Think if you had a whole sound studio where you could do, like, the voices simultaneously, and then you could insert the hat, I mean,
yeah.
so much fun with it.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Oh, I love it, Carolyn. Thank you so much for being with us this afternoon to talk about it.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Jen. It's just, it's just been fun.
It has been fun. And I was just remarking, I think at the end of that workshop, we were talking about the sky's the limit with this tool. And then, the next Sunday workshop was just absolutely exquisite as well,
oh.
right? I mean, just...
Oh. So, I have to tell
we'll
you, Jen.
Yes,
oh,
please,
is someone
please
else going to talk about that one?
No, you go.
I just have to say, I have had the most fun. I have been an on-location reporter. I have been interviewing everyone in my house.
And by everyone,
yes.
I project you mean the fork and the spoon and the...
Yes, it has been. Yeah. It's like, it's like, well, who are we going to talk to today? Because it's that same thing, right? It's that
it is.
We're meeting ourselves
yeah.
wholly.
Yes. We're meeting ourselves wholly in
yeah.
everything we encounter. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
We need another 20 minutes or so here. But that's
the fun part.
It's just, now yeah. that we've got these tools, we're all going to be exploring them, and we'll all be calling into radio shows and talking about them, and, just build
yes.
from there. So only
yeah.
the beginning.
That's the magic of sharing in right. Sangha like this. It's, everybody benefits, yeah.
That's right, yeah. Well, and thank you to you for being willing to be here this afternoon to speak about your experience.
Thank you, Jen.
Thanks, Carolyn.
Take care.
Care.
You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.